40 pounds in.
I was going to say.
On a ling rig, and he ate all the books down.
Dead dude. Well, he looked like a book. Oh, he died.
Yeah, he fought, fought. I love when something takes drag. Then all of a sudden, it's like.
Richard, you can start the meeting whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay. I will do that. So we'll call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Fort Bridgen Charter Commission on Thursday, October 26, 2023. And we'll do a roll call, Danielle.
Larry?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Joe and Daniel are absent.
Okay. Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
Anybody want to declare a conflict of interest?
No.
Okay. Well, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay. We have no public comments. Action item approval.
Larry?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Now there are no public comments. It brings us to action item approval of natural hazard mitigation plan. Thank you for giving us all 574 pages.
Thank you.
So we've had two meetings that have been open for public comment. No comments were received. This would actually give it a third chance for public comments in this meeting. You don't have any. So attached to this is their draft resolution 2023-10, adopting the Port of Brookings Harbor Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan.
I have one comment.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we are the biggest recreational port on the Oregon coast.
Okay.
I think Newport is, but I'm not going to, that's not a big deal for me. I just point that out.
Okay.
So I enjoyed the history in here. I didn't realize we'd have that many tsunamis in Oregon's history. But otherwise, this is pretty straightforward. And this is kind of the backbone of all of our projects we're doing now, a lot of them.
Some of them. Some of these are, you know, the paving and storm drains are part of it. Our travel lift ramp is part of it. Our boardwalk is part of it. So it's a lot of different infrastructure deficiencies that we want to have that are identified in this plan. So if and when a disaster comes up, we can use our mitigation plan to fix those items. They got to be in the plan for us to be able to use them.
To use
FEMA money or be. Well, and be able to access this on the mitigation side of it, yeah, after a disaster. So, but if it's not in this plan, they won't accept it. So it's making sure you've gone through everything, your port infrastructure, your needs and your future needs, and making sure they're in here. If and when a storm is declared, we will be able to break this out and use it.
So does this go to FEMA?
Yes.
Okay, and it's on file with them?
Yep.
Anybody else?
OEM, Oregon Emergency Management. They also have it. They work hand in hand with FEMA and with the mitigation plan. So they're both tied together, but FEMA is the one that formally approves this, and then that's what everybody gets to work on. But after we turn this in, it could take 3 to 6 months for them to approve it. So
what do they look for to approve it?
I mean, I'm not exactly 100% sure what their checklist is that goes down there, but you know, your history, your port's profile, all these things are laid out in bold on here, along with our drawing, strategic business plan. You know, they're all kind of different little notches that we have to be able to qualify for it. Mm. And the more you include with this, like our plans and drawings that we've had done, it saves time. It paints a better picture to them who have to approve it and look at whatever we're doing. It just helps speed along the process.
Okay. I think they're probably reviewing it for reasonableness. You know, does this make sense? Mm-hmm. You guys coming up with some pie in the sky sort of thing, you know, that.
Right. Because when we have all this, we put it all together, they kind of just make sure it's not way out there.
I think you have a checklist. I just don't know exactly everything that they're checking for, but, you know, making sure what our processes are, you know, they'll review all of that, so.
Okay. Any further?
No.
I guess we're down to action time.
Okay, motion. Motion to approve resolution number 2023-10, adopting the Port of Brookings Harbor Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second, Danielle.
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Okay.
Good job.
Takes us to information items. There are none. Any commissioner's comments?
No, not now.
Thank you for coming in for a very short meeting.
Well, I'm encouraged that we caught over 100 salmon in 2 days. That's telling me a lot.
I've actually had a couple people ask me about the green building, so the tadpole tattoo shop. What's going on there? Some interest? What's going on? I actually had two business partners. I wish we'd known that was for available. We wanted to put something in there. You know, that's on you.
I really think if we had office space available here, we'd rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
Various people. But. Okay, with that, our next regular meeting will be on Wednesday, November 15th at 2 p.m. With that, we will adjourn.
Goodbye.
That's my anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary. It is.
On the 15th.
Oh, on the 15th.